Good morning. Our scripture today is from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12, and it is in the Message version of the Bible, a little different story here. And we are going to be talking about the wise men that you see here, and we're going to be talking about the gifts that the wise men brought to Jesus, and also the star. And we have, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, Judah territory, this was during King's heraldship. A band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They asked around, "Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We are on a pilgrimage to worship him." When word of their inquiry got to Herod, he was terrified, and not Herod alone, but most of Jerusalem as well. Herod lost no time. He gathered all the high priests and the religion scholars in the city together and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" They told him, "Bethlehem, Judah territory. The prophet Micah wrote it plainly. It's you, Bethlehem, in Judah's land, no longer bringing up the rear. From you will come the leader who will shepherd rule my people, my Israel." Herod then arranged a secret meeting with the scholars from the east. Pretending to be as devout as they were, he got them to tell him exactly where the birth announcement star would appear. Then he told them the prophecy about Bethlehem and said, "Go find this child. Leave no stone unturned. As soon as you find him, send word, and I'll join you at once in your worship." Instructed by the king, they set off. Then the star appeared again, the same star they had seen in the eastern skies. It led them on until it hovered over the place of the child. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they knelt and worshiped him. Then they opened their luggage and presented gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. In a dream, they were warned not to report back to Herod. So they worked out another route, left the territory without being seen, and returned to their own country.
A light bulb moment. I hadn't thought of it that way, but the way it happens for me is, aha! Have you ever said that, aha? You know when you've had an aha moment. Now my friend, Pastor John Jenkins, used to say, "Incoming!" And that's to describe how he recognized ideas or information that he had not sought nor even thought of. He always gave God's Holy Spirit the credit for that incoming or aha moment. Epiphany is defined as a moment of sudden revelation or insight. Aha. Well, it happened to me many times. It's still happening. And sometimes I recognize that an epiphany happened, or an aha moment happened in hindsight. And sometimes I understand it in the very moment. Do I always agree with it? No. Do I always give it space to grow in my mind and my heart? Yes. Like this morning at 4:30, when I was woken up by an aha moment, and I realized I needed to share a couple of my particular epiphanies with you. Mind you, the sermon was written and tucked in around midnight. Yeah, but I have no choice, and neither do you, evidently. And so it goes in my life. Back in 1980, a long time ago, I attended a wedding. I don't remember who got married, but I remember what happened during and after the wedding. A male guitarist and female vocalist offered beautiful music before and during and after the ceremony. As a singer myself, I appreciated their sound and their selections. Once the guests emptied the sanctuary, I stood up and felt compelled to speak to the guitarist. I introduced myself and asked if they were a duo and did they perform together often. And he kindly answered, this was a one-time gig for a friend. What I said next, it had never occurred to me before then, and it really surprised me in the moment. Confidently, though, I asked, would you be interested in getting together to see if we could work out a few songs to perform in the area? And he startled me when he quickly said, yes. I haven't been thinking about doing that, but yes. Then and there, we confirmed our agreement to get together in a few days when my voice returned. At the moment I'm speaking to him, I'm speaking like this. I had an allergic reaction that caused laryngitis. I can't believe he was even willing to talk to me, but he was. So later I learned that that was an epiphany moment for each of us. We rehearsed and began singing at a nearby and very small pizza parlor in Atascadero, California, called Nardoni's, the best pizza ever. And then we played at weddings and barbecues and more kinds of venues throughout the next year. And then things happened, more epiphanies, I believe, that led to my next partnership that I enjoyed and we enjoyed as partners for the next 13 years, and we're still friends today. I went with the initial epiphany, and I know it was a stepping stone, and that's kind of like I'm thinking most of my epiphanies have been to a further musical adventures that have enhanced my educational and ministerial opportunities. I believe it is what led me to sing, sometimes in the choir, and also in the praise band, both, here at First United Methodist Church of Riverside. That epiphany was life-changing. That epiphany came at a time of some of my darkest despair. Now, some people even call it a God thing. That's what they call an epiphany. Oh, that's a God thing. Or maybe it's a coincidence. And some people call it a God incidence. I see it as the Holy Spirit's initiation and action and calling us to action. A manifest, may we pray for those who are needing the care of that ambulance. May they be safe, and may the people who are tending to them, those first responders, be safe and cared for. God bless them all. You might have heard the siren. That became an epiphany for me years ago of how I needed to address that in worship. It's an aha moment. Someone needs help. Have you ever experienced this aha moment? Aha. I know you have. What do you call it? Did you act on it immediately or down the road a ways? Oh, we've got short stories to share, don't we? This morning I kept thinking of it, and there's another one, and there's another one. Don't worry, we have time. Do you know that the word epiphany also means appearance and manifestation? And the day of epiphany, as we learned through the scripture and through the children's moment, marks the first manifestation of Jesus to the Gentiles, the wise men or the magi from the east. We call them kings, but Matthew called them magi. They may be wise aristocrats, scholars, or learned astrologers. What makes these men special is not that they are wise or kings or rich or generous, it's that they are Gentiles. I'm so blessed to know that we, men and women and children, all people, are able to receive an epiphany We, like the Magi, are given a mission from God, an epiphany, and then another, step by step, and they will keep coming. Have you answered an aha moment with a timid yes, or maybe hearty yes? Can you see how God's love has nudged you forward along your faith journey? Even your ministries? The Magi, as we heard, did not return to King Herod. They finished their work of adoration and went home to share their epiphany with other Gentiles. It was a fresh start in belief and faith and a new mission for them. They felt honor-bound to continue their journey, not honor-bound to Herod, the ruler, but renewed energy and purpose to what God had called them to do. I read in the scriptures that the Magi traveled with joy in their hearts on the journey while following a star before they ever actually got to see the Christ child. And God allowed them to see wondrous things. Aha! They didn't know where they were going, but they traveled along in the darkness, trusting in its light, and they ended up not where they expected. Well, it's 2021, right? Yeah. And here we are. Not quite where we expected to be. What do the Magi and we have in common? Even in the dark times, we hear from our God. There are many ways to receive and recognize an epiphany from God. We too have the choice to follow God's guidance, to participate with the Holy Spirit in changing direction, in sharing the good news, and we have the ability to persevere. Because they trusted the light, in spite of what good sense probably told them, they found more than what they were searching for. Aha! They found hope and joy and new life, and the purpose for the journey became clear to them. They were filled with the hope of God's love for creation, for them, and into the future, even to us and beyond. They were comforted with a God who could feel all of the pain and still have hope for that world. Epiphany meant a discovery, a new awareness, an aha, a light bulb moment, and an opportunity for wonder, head scratching, and awe inspiring. They could have stayed in that rarefied atmosphere, but they went back out into the darkness to share the good news and to tell the world what they had found. They included everyone. And each returned to his kingdom more blessed than when he had arrived to see Jesus. For us, the Epiphany message seems to be, if you're looking for light, try looking in the darkness. If you're looking for God, examine the valley of the shadow of death. Isn't that what these last few months have been? Darkness. The valley of the shadow of death. Well, the star today invites us to bring our gifts and ourselves to offer to God and to the world. So keep an eye on the dark places in your own life and in others' lives. The disappointments, the losses, the painful moments and failures. These are the places where God is liable to show up like a rising star in the darkness, a glimmer of hope to follow, a light that can be reflected through our lives, a light much needed to shine beyond ourselves. The Magi were changed, and so they went home a different way, never to be the same again. And this opportunity is ours as well. We come to the table of the Lord today. May we enter it reverently and offer ourselves and our gifts to God and to truly believe that God is with us. to trust that. They were honor-bound and finished what they came to do. May we seek to do the same. May we come out of these dark days joyfully seeking light. I wonder, do we feel honor-bound to complete our journeys of faith, or do we get distracted? Does someone else have power over us? What does being honorable mean to you? Is your faith calling you to be bound to God in new ways? Does honor-bound mean doing the right thing long-term and following Jesus more consistently as we face the complex situations of our daily living? A prayer for ongoing discipleship might be, "Help me, O God, to continue to do your will." The Christian life is not only a matter of initial repentance and commitment, but it also is a matter of perseverance. So do we truly receive God's promises, seeking to follow Jesus and believing the Holy Spirit will empower us? The life of faith is a marathon. It's the beginning of a new year. It's a perfect time to open our awareness to God's epiphanies. Are you open? We Magi, as we stand here at the beginning of this year, we face what has become a strange new world. Will we say, "Here I am, Lord"? Or will we say, "Here I am, Lord, now what?" May we prayerfully commit to be honor-bound for the long haul ahead. As we come to the table of the Lord today, may we, like the Magi, come with joy in our hearts before we even see the Christ child. Aha! It's January 3rd, 2021. 2020 is only a year. We, disciples, are called to make a difference with God's help. May we pray today to never be the same again. Amen.